Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, we're going to go around the National Football League and play some of the reactions to the Chiefs' win against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. Let's get you an update on Kansas. Kansas right now is up 21-15 over Syracuse, 9-15 in the first half. Rob, I have not been watching the game. I just turned it on. Give us your one-minute take on what's happening in Las Vegas.
Syracuse cannot defend Floyd Badunga. He has 11 points on 6-of-6 shooting.
No, he's going to give a lot of people problems. He's one of the more talented bigs in college basketball. We'll keep you updated on what is happening right now in Las Vegas, but Kansas in control of their matchup against Syracuse. Let's start with Colin Cowherd. Here's what he had to say in regards to the Chiefs' win on Sunday over the Colts.
Some of you may not remember this, but I do. When George Foreman... Remember George Foreman 2.0, boxing for titles in his 40s? He was slower. Foreman was older. He had a dad bod, but he still carried a punch with that dad bod. That's where the Chiefs are right now. That game yesterday, forget the first three quarters. That was about the fourth quarter in overtime. Kansas City was tough and resilient and fighting their butt off. And they were clutch, 236 yards, fourth quarter in overtime. Another team, Indy, had a 29 lead in a fumble recovery and choked like a cat on a hairball. Daniel Jones, last 3 weeks, regressed into the New York Giant, Daniel Jones. Chiefs are not a great team, but they fight and scratch and claw, and they've still got that George Foreman punch.
I 100% agree with Colin Cowherd's assessment on what we saw from the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think this is one of the better Chiefs teams. I think the Chiefs have a lot of flaws, a lot of very critical flaws, and we'll see when they pop up later in the season. But this is a team that doesn't force a lot of turnovers. This is a team that doesn't get great pressure. This is a team that struggles in a couple of different ways. But... man, they're still the Chiefs. They're still fighters. And if you put their back up against the wall, they are still just as dangerous as any team in the sport. And that's exactly what I think you saw. We've talked about it. This team was left for dead. If you're down the way the Chiefs were down in the fourth quarter and your offense has played the way that their offense was playing and the mistakes were starting to mount up and a player who never fumbles fumbles, man, 95% of teams lose that game. You lose. You get beat in that scenario. Man, for the Chiefs to find a way and figure out how to win that game is a testament to what he is talking about in their punching power. It's maybe not Foreman of Young, the Foreman that could knock out anybody, but man, if you get caught slipping, George can still put you on your backside, and that is exactly what the Chiefs did to one of the five best teams in the National Football League. I also agree with them about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has been given enough times to show me that this time is different. It ain't different. You're not different. You just changed addresses is what you've done. That's all you've done. You are the exact same quarterback that the Giants got rid of. you have just moved to a very different place. And if a team can figure out a way to slow down Jonathan Taylor, which is difficult, he's the best running back this season in the league. If you figure out a way to make him human and he runs for 85 yards, I just don't really trust Indianapolis's ability to beat a good football team in the middle of that happening. I don't think their quarterback is good enough to win you that game. Here is Danny Parkins of First Things First.
The Colts lost their minds. The Colts lost their minds. They were up, what, 20-9 entering the fourth quarter, and they had the guy who is third in the NFL for MVP odds, and they're like, yeah, I don't know. I just don't think he should be involved in the game plan anymore. Like, that was one of the most lopsided, or it was the most lopsided, fourth quarter and overtime in terms of two teams against each other in 3 years. Like, I can show it to you in terms of yardage differential, and it was just, what happened? The Chiefs outgained the Colts by 218 yards over the course of fourth quarter and overtime, and Jonathan Taylor had 3 rush attempts. He had 1 yard. They gained 0 first downs. Nick, we're watching the game together, and we could have had a counter because we're like, that's 3 consecutive pass attempts for Daniel Jones. That's 4.
They did 8
that's
straight 5. At one point.
Got to 8.
Throwing the ball 8 straight times with Daniel Jones when you have Jonathan Taylor is borderline malpractice. It's malpractice. You should possibly be considered to get committed. It's lunacy. It's crazy is what it is. It didn't make any sense in real time. It doesn't make any sense now. I don't know how the Chiefs have this ability, but they just have an ability to get you to act outside of yourself. It's like the Chiefs are like a really pretty girl. And have you seen your friend who's like really cool and calm? And then when the girls are around, he just changes personalities and he just starts acting weird and skittish. That's how the Chiefs affect other teams. It made absolutely no sense. You got to dance with the girl that brought you. The reason that the Colts have a chance is because they have this season a player who has played as well as any player in the National Football League. If we're going to lose, man, I'm going out with Jonathan Taylor. I'm not losing because we didn't give him the football and we decided to try it with Joshua Downs and Daniel Jones. That's not why I'm getting eliminated if I'm Shane Steichen. If we get eliminated, we're getting eliminated because I gave Jonathan Taylor the ball 24 times and it just didn't work. I can live with that, but not trying, not giving him the carries, not giving him the opportunities. I'm telling you, it's malpractice if you are the Indianapolis Colts. And we see this happen all the time when it comes to a team that their best player is a running back. Sometimes, somehow they just forget it and they try to get into shootouts. And no, that's not who you are. Be who you are. And you are a run-first football team. When the Colts forgot that, they lost the game. Last one I want to play for you guys is Nick Wright of FS1.
To the rest of the league, I would just say, man, like the great Omar said,
oh,
you come at the king, you best not miss.
I feel like that should be reserved.
You had an opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, except for Lamar, with respect, ain't
that's
the
fair,
king.
That's
and
fair.
They had the Chiefs on the mat. And all 31 other teams, franchises, fan bases, or I guess all 30 other, were rooting for the Colts. Because no matter what the numbers say or the record says, the 5-5 Chiefs scare everyone so much more than the 8-2 Colts. So they wanted the Chiefs eliminated, and they could have been, but they were not.
I don't know how anybody can disagree with what Nick just said. The Colts had multiple opportunities to put the Chiefs down and do the dirty work for everybody else. The Colts had a chance to end the Chiefs season on Sunday. 3rd and 1, it's 14-6. It's right before the end of the first half. Score a touchdown here. Go up 21-6 and take the air out of the building. If the Colts score a touchdown on that drive, the Chiefs start getting booed. They start getting booed. They're down 21-6 at home in a must-win, gotta-have-it kind of day. You're going to play like this in front of Taylor Swift? How dare you? Let him up off the mat. 3rd and 1, deep pass, incompletion. In the fourth quarter, they had 4 consecutive 3-and-outs in the final 19 minutes of the game. Unacceptable. You had the Chiefs up against the ropes. You're beating on them. You're pounding on them. How did you let them slip out of it and regain their composure and continue the fight? We have seen so many opportunities like this over the last 3-4 years. And the Chiefs, at every single turn, they just find a way to get out of it. It's like that one line from Breaking Bad. He can't keep getting away with this. The Chiefs keep getting away with this. They've been getting away with this for years. The Colts are just the most recent example of a team that had the Chiefs down, had a chance to win this game, had a chance to take control, and they lost it. The Colts went from, in my opinion, being the one seed in the AFC and potentially not having to deal with Kansas City to now I think they're going to be the 3 seed, and maybe you got to play the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs. You know what they say about life. It comes at you fast. Coming up on the other side, we'll give you an update on right now what is happening in Las Vegas between Kansas and Syracuse. We'll also play our conversation with Trent McDuffie. That's all coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We usually talk to Patrick Mahomes at this time, but he's a very busy man. And this week, with the holiday and the short week, we didn't get a chance to catch up with him. But they offered us mostly every other player on the team. I mean, I put in my request for Travis Kelce, and they very quickly denied it. I mean, I'd love to talk to Travis. There's so many things to talk about. But they said, pick somebody else. And I said, well, of course, you know we want Trent McDuffie. We love Trent McDuffie, all pro corner. And you guys know the rule. You have to come on the show 3 times to officially be friend of the show. He is now officially friend of the show. But before we play it for you, let me remind you something. That Trent McDuffie's appearance on the show today is brought to you by our friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Earlier today, I got the chance to be joined by the all-pro corner of the Kansas City Chiefs, Trent McDuffie, and our conversation started with, how does it feel to now officially be named friend of the show?
Man, that's what I'm talking about. It's about time.
Absolutely, man. So let's start with this. We usually don't ask football questions. I do have two football questions today. The first one is, you guys played an overtime game, quick turnaround for Thursday. How is your body holding up? How are you feeling heading into Thanksgiving?
Hey, I mean, Coach Reed does a good job at structuring the schedule so that we can get some body work and let our bodies recover. So past 2 days is all, like they say, chin to the hairline, you know, just going over what we have to do, going over what Dallas is doing. And so I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go.
Last football question. Thanksgiving and football, they are synonymous with one another. We all grow up watching the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving. What is it like to be a part of that tradition now?
Oh, man, it's special. It's going to be my first time even playing in Dallas, which growing up, my older brother was a Dallas fan. So it's going to be pretty special, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
What's your ideal Thanksgiving plate?
We're going to have that mac and cheese, only made by my mama. That's the only mac and cheese I'm going to eat. Probably going to do some turkey, some greens, and some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay, that's not a bad plate there. I like to throw in a roll with what you have. I also like a little bit of cranberry sauce. Are you going like the actual cranberry sauce or the stuff out of the can?
I don't even touch that cranberry sauce, brother, so I don't got to worry about either.
Oh, my goodness. You got to give your plate a little bit of color, a little bit of flavor. You mix that cranberry sauce with those mashed potatoes and with that greens, put it over the top.
It sounds like I need to come over to your house for Thanksgiving, man.
Absolutely. All right, so for dessert, what are you guys doing?
Usually some pumpkin pie and some ice cream, but I think this year we might do some peach cobbler. That's one of my favorites.
Do you guys have any holiday traditions? So our holiday tradition is, that's when we put up the tree. After the Cowboys game is up, you know, everybody's done eating. You've had a nap. Maybe you had a drink. Everybody's in a good festive mood. It's now time to put the tree up. Do you have any holiday traditions?
You know, usually just Thanksgiving dinner with the family, and I agree with you. I'm a big believer in the tree goes up after Thanksgiving. So whether it's Friday or sometime that weekend, that's usually when the decorations come up for Christmas.
I'm happy you said that because my producer, Rob, he had his Christmas tree up on November 1st. He said right after Halloween, they went down in the basement. And I'm like, wait, why can't we just have a regular fall? Like, we just got done. You had a goose and a goblin up yesterday, and now you got Santa Claus up. We need a break in the middle.
I hear that. I'm right with you. You know, we need a little time to feel like it's exciting to have Christmas again. So I feel like anybody who puts up their stuff right after Halloween, it's kind of too much for me. But I will say I do put up my house lights. So you will see some lights on the house. But other than that, no decorations until after Thanksgiving.
Do you put the lights up yourself? Do you outsource this to somebody else? You seem like a very busy individual. Are you putting the lights up?
Yeah, nah. I got a big house this year, so I got to let somebody else do that. I'm not going to get on that roof.
Right now we're talking to All-Pro corner Trent McDuffie. Trent, you didn't see this. It just happened in the last 15 minutes. They're going to make a Rush Hour 4. Are you for or against this idea?
I'm all for it. I'm a big fan of Rush Hour, so, you know, I'm going to be there when it comes out opening day.
I'm actually one of those people that think Rush Hour 2 is better than Rush Hour 1. Rush Hour 1's hilarious. Don't get me wrong. That second one, I don't know what it is. They upped it for the second one.
I'm glad you said that. I'm a believer in that, too, man. Rush Hour 2 is one of my favorite movies of all time.
What's your favorite comedy?
My favorite type of comedy?
Yeah,
or my
just
favorite?
Like your favorite comedy movie. Like, mine is Wedding Crashers. That's my favorite comedy. What's yours?
Oh, man, good question. Favorite comedy movie? Probably like a Step Brothers. It's one of the movies where I feel like you can always turn it on. You always going to get a good laugh.
When you and your girl are, like, watching movies, what kind of movies do you guys generally watch together? Are you watching, like, what's current? You going for a drama? You going for a rom-com? Like, what kind of movies are you guys about to pick out?
That's a good question. See, my girl don't really watch movies, so it's usually up to me to pick out something good for the night. And it's kind of all over the place. You know what I mean? I don't like to stick to one genre too much. I like to expand myself. I love old school movies, 90s movies. So that's going to be turned on at least once a week. But other than that, man, we get into everything.
Are you guys watching a television show right now?
We are not, but I am ready for Stranger Things to come out.
Okay, I've never seen Stranger Things. Sell me on Stranger Things.
If you like sci-fi, if you like kids that are growing up and kind of have to bind together in friendship and trust, that's your kind of show for you. And it also kind of gets dark and mysterious, and I don't want to say too much, but I think you definitely should check it out.
I feel like this show has been on for quite some time. I feel like this show was on when you and I were kids.
No, I hear that. I mean, I can't believe that the show's still going, but for it to be the final season, I'm pretty excited for that.
Right now, we're talking to All-Pro corner Trent McDuffie here for a couple of more minutes. What's a show that, like, puts you in a good mood? So, like, when I'm eating, I normally like to watch a lighter show. Like, I'm not fully paying attention, but I want something on in the background. So I might turn on a little Fresh Prince. I might turn on a little Bernie Mac show. What's a show that just makes you feel good?
Man, one of those two or some Martin. I mean, one of them three shows, I'm good to go.
Yeah, Martin's funny. I watch Martin sometimes on Netflix. Very, very funny show.
I'm really happy that it came back on Netflix, so I can watch every single episode as long as I want.
It is kind of funny. Like, we watched those shows when we were kids and they were funny, but, like, now that you're the same age as the people, the shows are way more relatable. Like, I feel that way about Living Single. Like, I kind of liked it when I was a kid, but now that I'm adult, like, I can identify so much more with the stories.
I agree. There be a bunch of little kid shows that growing up, you know, I thought it was funny, but now that I'm 25, a little older, a little wiser, I mean, I bust a gut. I mean, I think harder now than I did when I was a kid.
Okay, I've been asking people this question. Whenever you think of Disney Channel, what's the first show that comes to your mind?
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Whenever you think of Nickelodeon, what show do you think of?
SpongeBob.
Were you a Disney kid or a Nickelodeon kid?
That's a good question. I think I was more of a Nickelodeon kid, if I'm going to be honest. SpongeBob was a top-tier show for me growing up.
Were you guys watching Cartoon Network? Because you're a little bit younger than me. Like, Cartoon Network was kind of a thing, like Powderpuff Girls and Johnny Bravo and Dexter's Laboratory. Were you watching Cartoon Network?
100% I was on that. I mean, you can even throw in Courage the Cowardly Dog, which I think is still one of the scariest shows ever made. I love Cartoon Network.
You know a show that I couldn't really get into, and I'm curious if you like, Dragon Ball Z. Like, all my friends watch Dragon Ball Z. I was just much more into Pokemon at this time of my life. I never really got into it. Were you a Dragon Ball Z fan?
I was. I had older brothers, and they loved Dragon Ball Z, so I was kind of just born into it. I love me some Dragon Ball Z. A
couple more questions here for All-Pro Corner Trent McDuffie. Have you ever gone Black Friday shopping before?
I have not. I've not. I try to stay clear of Black
Missed the
Friday.
Window now to do it. It's not the same now. Now you can just do everything on the computer. You missed the window to go Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm more of a Cyber Monday type of guy anyways, but I love Black Friday sales. Come on now.
Okay, so for the people in your life, how do you go shopping? Are you still physically going to the stores? Are you doing it all online? Like, how are you shopping for your loved ones these days?
I mean, for my loved ones, since they mostly in California, I got to do all online, but I do love going to the store, especially when it comes to clothes or certain little things, you know, like I like to see it on me. I like to see it on them. I like to feel the fabric. So I do love going to the store, but Christmas time, it's usually all online.
All right. Last thing I'll get you out of here with this. Was there a pair of sneakers when you were a kid that you absolutely had to have? Like, I remember there were these Gary Paytons and they were like patent leather and they zipped up on the side. Man, I love those shoes. I never got a pair of them. Did you have a pair of shoes like that when you were a kid that you saw them? You're like, man, I got to get those.
You know, growing up, I mean, I was a big just like Converse kid, throw some Vans on. I never had Jordans growing up until I got to high school. So any pair of Jordans, Jordan 1s, Jordan 4s, I mean, to me, that was like the shoe to get. And so once I got to high school, I bought me my first pair of Jordan 1s, and I feel like the coolest kid on the block.
I feel like the West Coast, y'all kind of got your own style, your own swag. I feel like Nike Cortezes, that's like a big West Coast thing, but you guys are the only ones that really rock them like that.
100%. I mean, even the Air Force 1s, all white, some G-Fazos, I mean, that's the bread and butters for us.
That is Trent McDuffie joining us on the show today as the Chiefs get ready for their game coming up against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Trent, happy holidays, man, to you and yours. Good luck this weekend in Dallas.
Much appreciated. Always good talking to you.
Absolutely. That's our conversation with the All-Pro corner, Trent McDuffie. His appearance on the show is brought to you by our good friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Always great to catch up with Trent McDuffie, All-Pro corner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Rob, are you more of a Rush Hour 1 or Rush Hour 2 fan?
I lean 1, but I don't think there's a wrong answer. Like, I don't think it's a crazy how dare you take that you have number 2 better than number 1.
Two's hilarious to me.
I think they're 1A, 1B. So I lean number one just because a lot of the newness of the jokes, like Rush Hour 2 kind of relied on re-hitting the same jokes, but I don't think there's a wrong answer here.
Are you excited for Rush Hour 4? They just greenlit the project that they're going to make a Rush Hour 4. Did anybody see Rush Hour 3? The movie was terrible. Now they're about to make a fourth one. I mean, I'll watch it because I love the first two. I'll give it a chance, but I mean, I'm not going to the movie theater to see this. They can't think that I'm going to the movie theater to see this. This has Coming to America, the sequel. This has Happy Gilmore 2, Beverly Hills Cop 4. This has to be a streamer, right?
Has to be. Outside of Top Gun, when has one of these long-awaited sequels actually hit? Like, you mentioned the ones. Happy Gilmore 2 was just...
I didn't mind watching it at home. I wouldn't have paid to go see that movie in the theater, but at home, it was worth the hour 45 minutes.
I wouldn't confuse it for a good movie, though. I never saw Coming to America 2, but you don't speak glowingly about it.
They're all just
I don't have high expectations for Wedding Crashers 2, which supposedly has been greenlit. Like, just let's let the originals be the originals.
Someone on the text line says, I like whichever one has Rosalind Sanchez in it. That is Rush Hour 2. She is in the second one. Rob, have you ever gone Black Friday shopping before? Black Friday shopping is one of those things that I don't know if the younger generation will ever understand it. You know, we had the internet, but it was kind of new. You know, we were still physically going to these stores to go get these televisions. I mean, that's when you really found out how bad you really wanted it. Are you willing to die for this Roomba? Because if you're not willing to die for this Roomba, you don't need to be out here. This is serious. We're taking this serious. Are you ready to get into a fight with the Johnson County Pops for that toaster at Kohl's? If you're not ready to knuckle up, why are you even out here on Black Friday? You shouldn't even be out here. Why don't you go shopping on December 4th? That's your kind of day. But out here, we taking this seriously. You got eye black on. Yes, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get FIFA for $20. You're not ready. I want this game more than you want this game. That's what it used to be. It used to be the Hunger Games is what it used to be. We didn't even eat Thanksgiving dinner. No, you had to be in line so you could get that doorbuster television. That's what Black Friday used to be. We got to get back to that.
I have never done I don't think it's a thing anymore. I've never done like the camp out, get your thermos, gotta stay warm. They're opening.
You want to know why? You didn't want it that bad.
I have been out shopping on Black Friday. That's an experience, but I never did the, you gotta get your sleeping bag and stay overnight to get ready to Best Buy. And if you're not willing to risk life and limb, you're definitely not getting the new Madden game. I've never done that, but I've been at stores on Black Friday. Highly recommend staying in.
You just didn't want it bad enough, man.
Cyber Monday was made for people like me. I don't want to be out there.
Somebody on the text line says, a lady pushed me down once when I was a child at Walmart because she was trying to get half off of a suitcase. You shouldn't even have been out there. You shouldn't have been out there. That's how serious it was. That's how serious it was. I'm here to get this Hatchimal. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to get this Tickle Me Elmo, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. That's the real meaning of the holidays, consumerism. That's what Black Friday was. It was real out there, I'm telling you. It was a great time. Someone said the moms was out there swinging hands for the Cabbage Patch dolls. The good old days, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Are you ready to knuckle up for this PlayStation 4? If you weren't willing to knuckle up, you don't need to be out there. I'm serious. You don't need to be out there. Let's get back to very serious things, because that wasn't serious. This is serious.
You're discussing murder pretty casually.
I'm serious. Are you willing to die for this Roomba? If you weren't willing, you don't need to be out there. I'm serious. You didn't need to be out there on Black Friday. Pick another day to shop. There's plenty of days to go shopping. This isn't the day for you, and that's fine. If you weren't willing to enter a Mortal Kombat style relationship with Kmart, then you shouldn't have been in the stores that day. Would you rather get spat on or punched in the nuts? Because these just happened recently in the NFL. Two players have been suspended for these things. I actually think this is kind of easy. Where are you spitting on me at? Are you spitting in my face? Or are you spitting like on my chest? Are you spitting in my direction? Like, where does your saliva come into contact with my body? Because that's going to dictate it. Because if that's the case, like if you're telling me, would I rather you spit in my face or hit me in the groin? I'd rather you just hit me in the groin. Neither one of them are fun experiences, but I much rather just get hit down there. Much rather that's the case. But if it's like what happened to Dak Prescott early in the year, it's not like Jalen Carter spit on his face. I mean, he spat on him for sure. But like, if it's going to hit me in the chest, yeah, I mean, if those are my two options, it doesn't hurt to get spit on. It's highly disrespectful. You have insinuated that you are ready to fight if you do that. Like, if you are willing to spit on somebody, you have assumed that a fight is about to start. That is the signal to everybody, hey, I'm ready to fight. But those are my two options. I'm much, much rather you just spit on me than punch me there. Did you see that hit last night on Monday Night Football? That wasn't like a tap. Every man has had a friend who just, hey, he's a little too jokey and just taps you like, hey, hold on now. We was having a good time. That's not the kind of humor that I'm into. Everybody has had a little tap. This was like a haul on. How you can, I mean, come on now. He should get a multiple game suspension for trying to do that in the middle of the game. He tried to uppercut him, is what he tried to do. That's crazy.
Yeah, see, me and you see this the same. If it's just like on a football field, if I'm wearing pads and it hits my chest, I'm angry and we're still fighting. But it is much preferred that it's just on my clothes and a problem as opposed to getting punched in the manhood. But if you're spitting in my face, there is nothing worse. Full stop. Nothing worse.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's one of the, I mean, that's, I mean, if we're like making a list of like very serious things,
that's number
very,
one.
Very high near the top of worst things that could happen.
I think it was the Florida Georgia game where someone spit in that dude's face. It would have been on. No. We are, not that I would have been pleased, like, oh, you only punched me in the groin, so it goes. I would have been irate if I got spit in the face.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like in these situations, because they've come up a couple of times. I mean, this is the second time this season that a player has been suspended for spitting on another player. And then we just saw another player get suspended for an uppercut to the groin area. I kind of feel like Roger Goodell has to give you a little bit of a pass if you just haul off and start fighting the other person. Like, I liked what Mike Tomlin said a couple of weeks ago. When this came up, he said, do what you feel is right. If a man comes up to you and spits on you and you just haul off and hit him, I don't think the Roger Goodell should be able to take money out of your pocket. If that's what happens, that's a normal reaction when something like that happens. It's a normal reaction. They shouldn't be getting fined or suspended for that.
I mean, the person who spit should be 100% and it should be hefty. But if you're Dak Prescott or if you're whomever and you get spit on, whatever happens, happens next.
Yeah, that scenario, if like Jalen Ramsey just hauled off and just started beating the hell out of Jamar Chase, you had that one coming. You had that coming. There are some things that you declare as I'm ready to fight. There's some things as men. If this happens to you, you have to assume that physical altercation is about to happen. And that's one of those things. You have to assume that you're about to fight.
I mean, the only reason I would say maybe Jalen Ramsey, if you took your helmet off and used it as a weapon, we might have a serious conversation. But if it's just regular football fight, yeah, Jalen Ramsey's in the right. He got spit on by Jamar Chase.
I want to play a couple of pieces of audio for you guys. This is just something right now that makes me smile. It makes me laugh. So I just want to play it for you. I'm thinking about it because I have the television on right now and they're showing Creighton. They lost earlier today to Iowa State. Let me play this for you. The Creighton play-by-play voice. Very mad.
Shot clock. Carr into the paint. Missed the dunk. And a fucking foul. What are you talking about?
That was 2 seconds after the play ended.
Carr driving. He's outside the circle. He's outside the circle and he's set. He was outside the circle and he was set. Brett Smith blew it. He was outside the restricted area. He was straight up and down. He was set like the statue sitting out in front of New York, New York. And they called that. That's an absolutely horse crap call. In a game that's been played out like this. Unbelievable bailout call by an incompetent referee. And ball don't lie.
I like that guy. We got to get him on the show. Does KU play Creighton this year? I know they did last year. They play them this season.
No, they're in that Big East Challenge as UConn.
That's their my goodness. Year. We need them to play Creighton again. I like him. I want that guy to come on the show. That was good.
They're
I really appreciate it.
May they shake out tomorrow in the players area. I mean, yeah. I don't know what time it would be, but that's the only chance.
We need him on the show. I like him. So that was the Creighton play-by-play voice. This was the Colts play-by-play voice. Now, I know where I work. I know where I live. That was not roughing the passer on that hit on Patrick Mahomes. It shouldn't be roughing the passer. I know we have tried to create this. You put your full body weight on him. You mean like tackle? So now we're expecting defensive players to stop, drop, and roll to avoid. It's too much. Like, that's just a good, clean football hit, in my opinion. But I understand that they tried to legislate that out of the game, and now it's called a roughing penalty. But just, we're asking defensive players to basically play the hokey pokey or twister when it comes to how you tackle players. It's too confusing on what's a good hit and what's not a good hit. The play-by-play voice for the Colts, very mad at that call.
Under center is Mahomes, drops the throw on play action, steps up, and he's hit as he throws, and it's incomplete.
Oh.
Tried to go to the right flat to Robert Tonyan, but
late
do we
flag.
Have a flag? Yes, we do, in the offensive backfield.
You gotta
the Colts have
rough,
pressure.
Rough.
Personal foul, roughing the passer, defense number 90, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
It's so tough. It is so tough. You know, you want to make a play, but also at the same time, you have to know and realize when the ball is out. Grover Stewart guilty of a personal foul. Automatic first down and field position now pretty good for the Chiefs. That'll elevate the ball all the way down to the Colts' 30-yard line.
Matt, I don't know about there. It looked like a really clean hit by Grover Stewart. I'm guessing they're going to call because they say he kind of drove him into the ground or planted him on the ground right there.
Yeah.
Mahomes, as good as it gets in the NFL at picking up those roughing the passer calls.
Well, he's also pretty good at just whining and complaining as well, all right? Let's be real about it.
That was the Colts announcer about that roughing the passer call that happened in the first half of Sunday's game. Let me give you this information really quick before the break. The practice designations are out. So today is actually the only practice day for the Chiefs. They have to get one guaranteed day off. That was yesterday. So they didn't practice yesterday. They did practice today. They travel tomorrow. So they'll do a walkthrough, but they won't have an official practice tomorrow. No Noah Gray today. No Trey Smith today. Not really surprising. We've heard that Trey Smith is going to be out. Noah Gray had the concussion toward the end of the game. He's not going to play in this game. Be very, very surprised if he played in Thursday's game. Outside of Noah Gray and Trey Smith, everybody else was a full participant in practice, aside from Christian Roland Wallace was a limited participant in practice. So that's the injury update right now for the Kansas City Chiefs getting ready for Thursday's game against the Cowboys. We got Joshua Briscoe coming up in 20 minutes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. Rob, you and I have not really had the opportunity to have an in-depth conversation about Shedeur Sanders. Now feels like a decent time to be able to do it. I understand that Shedeur has become this very polarizing figure. I'm a little confused on the why. Like, just from the outside looking in, when did we ever care this much about the backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? So just on the outside looking in, I'm just surprised that we have spent as much time talking about Shedeur as we've spent talking about him this season. But now he's a starting quarterback in the National Football League, so that comes with its own level of conversation. Now, he got his first NFL start this past week against the Las Vegas Raiders. He played fine in that game, and his team won. They now have a chance to go back to Dylan Gabriel. They have made the decision to not go back to Dylan Gabriel, and they're going to let Shedeur Sanders get another start as the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. I've heard a lot of different opinions on Shedeur's comments after the game and how people feel about it. This is my question. I mean this. This really comes from an honest place. Are people upset that Shedeur comes off as arrogant, or are people upset that he comes off as arrogant and he's not good enough in their eyes to come off that way? Because I could make a pretty strong argument, a pretty strong case, that a lot of the athletes that people love have a lot of the same characteristics as Shedeur. Now, if your point is, hey, I don't mind my athletes to talk, but you got to back it up and prove it on the field, I get that point. But Shedeur's confidence makes people mad in a way that, honestly, I don't really understand. Like, after the game, for a player who, we can acknowledge, has taken a lot of arrows and criticism over the last year, if you go out there and play well and start and your team wins, I didn't really expect him to come off as super humble and super gracious. I also don't think he really said anything wrong. Hey, I didn't really get a chance. Hey, now that I'm just getting a chance, imagine what I could look like in a year. I don't really mind my athletes kind of carrying it that way. I also find it a little bit odd for a sports generation that grew up with just so many personalities that now I feel like we push back on any athlete that is actually interesting and says something. I'm not here to make it seem like Shedeur is my favorite player, but you know what? I feel like however Shedeur is, it comes from a genuine and honest place, and I can appreciate that. Now, I always say, you are allowed to say, do, act however you want. You just better win. I tell you guys all the time, that story about Roy Williams. Roy Williams would say, I don't care what dunk you do on a fast break as long as you make it. So if you want to bounce it off the ground, double between the legs, 360 windmill reverse, hey, as long as you make it, I don't care what you do on the fast break. But the ball better go through the hoop. Man, as long as Shedeur is playing well, he's not getting in any trouble, he's not bothering anybody, he's just out there playing, I don't have any problems with Shedeur Sanders. I hope you know, though, when you talk and you turn the heat up and the pressure the way that I think he has on himself, if you fall, people are going to be standing there waiting for you to fall. But I like the fact that Shedeur has a little bit of personality. I like the fact that he has a little bit of sauce. I think we need some of that in the National Football League. We need more personality. We need more characters. Just how polarizing he has turned in his career. It is just, it's mind-blowing to me because I don't think we've ever felt this way about a Cleveland Browns backup quarterback before.
First off, we have felt this way about a backup quarterback in Cleveland, Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel was this level of polarizing for a lot of different reasons, but we actually have had a world in which we talk a lot of backup quarterback for the Browns. That's neither here nor there. I think some of the polarization and some of the frustration with Shador is, it's not that his arrogance comes from a place of he's not good enough. His arrogance feels like it's dripped in nepotism.
But I guess this is what I don't understand about the nepotism. Are people arguing that Shador has a job that he shouldn't have? Because Shador was a good college football player. The thing got drafted into the National Football League. I understand why people feel the way that they feel about Bronny. Bronny was not a good college basketball player, and they feel like he took somebody's spot. Are we arguing that Shador Sanders as a prospect at the University of Colorado was not good enough to be drafted into the NFL and good enough to be given this opportunity? So that's why, to me, the nepotism conversation just doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. I also, we don't got to turn this into a super race thing, but I think it's kind of hard to not have that conversation about Shador. I just find it odd that we, in some ways, applaud Jackson Dart for how he is and how he acts, but then we have vilified Shador Sanders for basically acting the exact same way. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
That's fair. My point about the nepotism was this, and I think your nepotism point is well taken, but I think there's a thought that it wasn't just his play on the field. There was stuff surrounding Colorado that all felt like, because his father was the coach, and I didn't cover Jackson State the same way we covered Colorado, but it felt like because his dad was the coach, he was treated a lot differently than the average college quarterback. So then when you take that, which I don't think would have happened if he had gone to, I don't know, pick a school, Memphis. If he had transferred from Memphis to Texas A&M or Memphis to Oregon State, just picking schools, I don't think he would have had those same benefits that he got because his dad was the coach. So there was a feeling that he already got the easy path combined. Then he ended up in the league, and now it just feels like we're doing the same dance over again. I think the nepotism is the number one thing that people are turned off by, sure, which is very unfair to Shador.
I think that's silly then.
I agree.
I'm just saying, it's not based on anything. Like, the top text right here is, Shador was not skilled enough to be drafted and was only drafted because he's Deion Sanders' son. That's wrong. I hate to be in a position where I'm the one that has to defend Shador Sanders. I don't know how you could watch college football and tell me that that's not a draftable player. You were telling me a player who played last year in the Big 12, who completed 74% of his passes, 4,000 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. That guy doesn't get drafted into the National Football League? That's not an NFL prospect? What are we doing here? Come on now. Maybe you don't like him, his personality. Maybe you don't like his dad. But arguing that he's not a draftable player is wrong. It's dishonest. It's incorrect. I don't even love him. I really don't. I'm not even a big Shador guy. But I just feel like we get these athletes once every 4 or 5 years. It just makes people act so irrational about them. And Shador is that person. If you're arguing that he's not good enough to come off as arrogant as he is, I don't think that you're wrong. But I also think you have to acknowledge he is also not good enough for us to talk about him as much as we have talked about him over the last year as NFL fans. He's not this good to be having this conversation.
I also think, and it's like the yin and the yang, chicken or the egg. I don't know what came first. The haters to Shador, which are annoying. I'm not going to discredit them. They're annoying. But I also think part of this conversation about the annoyance of Shador is, I'm going to call out Josina Anderson. Did you hear her tweet during the Ravens game? She was like, against all odds, a third down completion from Shador for a first down. It was a check down for 3 yards. I think as annoying as the haters are, the lovers, it became a black or white issue. Not even to stress race, just a yes or no,
well,
and there's
no more
gray.
I think it is impossible to deny the conversation about race when it comes to Shador. That I would say, if we're going to have the conversation, white people, I think, have unnecessarily picked at Shador, which has made black people now overly protective of a person who is a very average prospect. Now, anything he does, you now got to show the white man how wrong he was about him. And now that there is a young, a very affluent, very arrogant young African-American that is telling you, yo, I'm really good at something, there is a portion of people that want to quiet him. So I would say that Shador has turned into somebody that we have stopped evaluating as a football player, and we have started talking about him as a movement. Why do we do this with people? This is what we do with Caitlin Clark. This is what we did with Tim Tebow. Why do we get to this point with athletes where we stop discussing them and what they can do on the football field and the merits of how good or bad they are, and we turn them into these polarizing figures to drive conversation? All of it just feels very dishonest to me. Joshua Briscoe coming up at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.